Clemens and Philip from Milky Chance, this is so cool. Thank you so much for spending time with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Of
us.
course. Thanks for having us.
Are you guys excited about coming back to South Africa?
Absolutely.
I want to play a little game with you guys about who knows who better. And just to find out how well you guys know each other in general, you've been friends for how long now?
It's been a while. High school, and
Yeah.
as we don't age, it's been a while, as you might not be able to tell, but yeah, I don't know.
Was
How
it
old are we?
2010 or 9?
Yeah, 9. So it's like 11 year. No, wait, my math is wrong. It's
No, it is more like
15 years or something. Oh man,
15.
whatever. It's
Yeah,
been a while.
almost 15, I would say.
That's amazing. So it's safe to say you guys know each other fairly well at this point.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so we'll play a game of who's more likely. Okay,
Okay.
so I just need you to shout out the name of the person you think is more likely to do this thing. Okay, between the two of you, who is more likely to dress up for Halloween?
I am, because my wife is American.
That's true.
So
Wait,
that's
is
one.
it, was it,
But
is it
actually, yes, it
today?
was Halloween and I
Was it
didn't
yesterday?
dress up, but I went to the Halloween party. We went trick-or-treating.
What did you dress up as?
Well, yeah, to be fair, like that's my little bit of, pride I kept to do my protest against that. But my kids were a monkey and Iron Man, and she was a cat.
You were just plain Philip.
I was
Not
just
just plain Philip from
Eddie.
Milky Chance.
Yeah, that's what she was joking about when her dad asked, like, what is Philip dressed like? And she was like, just, pop star. And she made a picture like me.
I love it. No dress up for you, Clemens.
No,
Never.
we I didn't I think I never celebrated Halloween. Halloween was never. I don't even know if I did it when I was a child.
But
No.
we did a like I don't know what birthday it was, our 26th. We did like a dress party, like a jungle party, and everybody had to dress up for that. And Clemens was Rafiki, which would have been a would have made a proper Halloween costume if we would
Oh yeah,
have
that
done
was a
that
good
on
one.
Halloween.
You got to keep them in storage for future use. You never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Who is more likely to be late?
To be late,
Clemens.
probably me.
Not probably, absolutely 100%.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the time you were late for something important.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not that often that late, I would say.
Philip looks like he has a story. He's got a glint in his eye. He's like, oh yeah, you're not
Also
late.
I also
It's the sunshine.
remember that that was like we had that was my bad. We had a talking about Zoom calls. I was not even late. I just didn't show up because I forgot about it, like totally. And that happened to me twice, I think, or a couple times. So in terms of being late, yeah.
Who's more likely to eat all the snacks?
Eat all snacks.
I think Clemens as well. I mean, not just snacks, but like, I mean, we do both like to eat, but I'm not a great eater. And Clemens can always like finish a plate if it was good. Like, I have to stop at some point. But
Yeah.
yeah.
What's your
True.
favorite food?
Oh, of all time, probably Italian.
Oh, nice. Good choice. Who is more likely to do something crazy after a show?
After show.
Crazy. I mean,
What do
as
you,
crazy as it gets when you
what is
all bring
crazy?
your family, but
Yeah.
you bring your kids to bed, and that
Not
happens to
that
us both.
crazy anymore, you know? No, but I think like if we're in the mood and if the space is there, and the circumstances are good,
Given.
we given we can, we just go together, and have a good time. That happens. Yeah.
So you've been friends since school. Who was more likely to skip class back in the day?
Well, we both did, but I think I got the record. On my last year, I had 150 hours of missing time,
Yeah.
which
Philip
was
was
quite a lot.
the king of skipping. But
Yeah.
I was like, I was more, yeah, I was there, but not there,
No. That's true too.
Yeah.
I could have skipped it. You know, I was there but not listening, or just sleeping or dreaming or whatever. So
were you guys skipping classes to make music together?
We did. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's pretty much how our friendship started, really. We met and music was a mutual love, and that's how we found each other, and that's what we did from the first day on, like, instead of going to school.
Our number one advice if you want to start a band.
Yeah.
Skip school.
Yeah, that's the worst advice. For the right reason. Like, our kids are going to take that interview one day and they be like, but you said.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about who knows who better. So Philip, I'm going to ask you about Clemens. Clemens, I'm going to ask you about Philip.
Okay.
Okay, Clemens, what is Philip's
dangerous.
What is Philip's favorite movie?
Oh, favorite movie?
I honestly couldn't answer that myself.
Yeah, favorite movie.
So you can pick anything, really.
I think, but a movie he likes is, what's the English title of it? Rückgesehen und Sterben?
Yeah, that's what I answered a lot in interviews back in the day. Oh. And that's true. Yeah, that for a long time. And it still is. It's true. Yeah, in Bruges. It's called in English.
Oh, in Bruges with Colin Farrell.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good movie. Good
answer. What a great movie, eh?
Philip, growing up, who was Clemens' celebrity crush?
I mean, Bob Marley would be up there for sure. I mean, it's, you know, that was up front in time to, like, have a male crush.
Yeah.
Does that crush still stand today?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. No, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Clemens, what is on Philip's hospitality rider?
Hospitality rider? You mean like a tour rider?
Yeah, like what is he? What are on his essential items that he needs backstage?
He loves.
I mean, I feel like we are very minimalistic in that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have like individual ones, but he loves a good ginger shot.
That's ginger shot.
They are gone very quick because sometimes they just put out four, and like you got to be quick to get one.
Yeah, but a ginger shot.
So there's no one backstage sorting out the blue M&Ms from the yellow ones.
No, we do that ourselves. you have a lot of time backstage, you know, like most of the time on tour you spend just like waiting for a sound check or the show. So he can, you know,
sort his own M&Ms.
Yeah.
Philip, does Clemens have any pets?
He does.
What are their names?
Kind of.
That's a question you should ask him.
I don't want to talk about that.
not really anymore. But sometimes.
Temporarily. It's a big theme. Maybe not made for radio.
Oh, is this okay? Is this
oh. Oh.
Wow.
Is this like a you have a puppy?
No. It's like family pets, you know. And how can I say that? I was maybe accidentally thrown into having responsibility for the pets that I didn't want to have.
Right.
So I used. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need more context. You're speaking very vaguely. You're gonna have to explain what you're talking about.
Okay, let's make it simple. Like in his family circle, there's a lot of animals, a lot of pets, like cats and dogs and sheep and birds. That's
one big bird.
And finally, Clemens, what is Philip's favorite South African city?
I think we didn't see that much of the cities, right? I think probably, we don't know. We don't know the cities well enough to say that, I would say. Because, then, like, Philip and Antonio, they made a big, like, trip, like, to, what was it, Botswana and...
Botswana and Namibia and East and West Coast of South Africa. But, we haven't seen much of the cities.
Yeah, so that's
hard to guess. I really couldn't say that either. What my favorite city is.
Are you gonna do a safari situation this time?
Probably not. I mean, I already did it, so
no.
Would be not my. No, I mean it's just like tough to bring the kids and stuff.
Yeah,
of
we have to
course.
go back home, take care of the children, you know.
Your family men, we love to
Or
see it. Thank
animals.
you. And animals, yes. Thank you so
Yeah.
much, Plymouth and Philip from Milky Chance. I've got to head on out, but thank you so much for spending time with me. Enjoy your trip.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Have a great day. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.